Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Stay here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well with you on 96.5 The Fan. We asked a poll question on the other side of would you trade this next year Travis Kelce for TJ Watt, since things are going a little murky in the Pittsburgh Steelers' water when it comes to his contract extension that he wants, so he is holding out like every other veteran during OTAs.
Like literally the list of people holding out of OTAs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's a mile long with names you know. The guy down in Dallas, number 11, Micah Parsons, he's not practicing. He has no interest in. And I don't blame him. You know, you don't have your contract. Obviously, Trey Hendrickson, the rookie in Cincinnati, they're trying to screw with his contract. So he's like, I'm out on this one. So there's a lot of people that aren't participating in OTAs. Aaron Rodgers is looking around like, I'm even participating in this. Where the hell's everybody else?
We got our buddy on the text line, Bobby Jones. But seriously, this isn't happening, so why discuss it?
Because it's a fun conversation to discuss. I mean, that's what sports talk radio is all about.
So, June 11th.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, what do you want us to do? Break down a 10-2 loss to the Royals or to the Yankees last night? I mean, no, we're going to have some fun and talk about this because obviously there are some people that are voting to trade Travis Kelce. I wouldn't because, you know, I want him to be here and see the rest of his career and whatnot. And, you know, you've got a lot of defensive ends on your roster at this point in time that, you know, let's go take the next step, F.A. You take the next step, Mr. First Pitch, you know, all that kind of stuff. You got some good players out there. So I wouldn't trade Travis because I don't want to. And that's, but it's a great conversation point. And obviously people are on the other side of it. And that's great. That's the fun of sports talk radio.
And sports in general, like when you're with your buddies in the garage having a few beers, like you just having rigid, real sports combos, or you're not saying, dude, what if, you know, Justin Jefferson and Pat, like, come on, that's what sports is.
That's what it's all about. You sit around and you hypothesize, you create trades. We've all been doing it since the time we were kids, whether it be baseball cards or whatever. You're like, I'll trade you this guy for this guy. We love that kind of stuff. Yep. That's what moves the needle. It's the only thing that saves the NBA is the offseason.
What if I told you that this move would guarantee you a Super Bowl?
Well, I think they've done a pretty good job of guaranteeing Super Bowls, you know. So I would still say no on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm yes. I'm sad to say yes, but my football logical brain just comes override, so I have to say yes.
I just look at it from like the standpoint that's been built on this franchise. Like, you always try to stay fresh and use what you could use to your best advantage. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I guarantee you that we will have a lot of people talk about, like how people want to talk about this offense for the Royals. I think the one thing that will be a talking point in the entire regular season of the Kansas Chiefs is pressure to the quarterback. That's another reason why we bring this up. Carl Loftus last night, throwing out the first pitch, big year for him. Does he want to get paid? Does he want to be one of those premier defensive rush DNs? Does he want to be one of those guys? TJ Watt has proved that he's one of those guys. Travis Kelce, as Binkley said, fourth option in your offense. How important is Travis? And I am not discrediting his career. I am not for one saying he's washed. I'm telling you exactly what his role is in this offense. Binkley, the football guy who's already got 3 magazines for a season that hasn't even started yet, has told you Travis Kelce is probably your fourth option. Like, he thinks he's going to get 90 catches. That doesn't add up. You don't get 90 catches as a fourth option.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That just doesn't happen. But
should have had it last season.
I don't think, and he wouldn't have if 2 guys don't get hurt. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's a necessarily stab at Travis Kelce. I just think that shows you how loaded the targets are in that offensive room. I mean, literally, you have Hollywood Brown, you have
Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Jalen Royals, who a lot of people are starting to like, come around. Juju Smith-Schuster is still in there. Noah Gray is still in there. And Travis Kelce is there. There is a lot of firepower, and there's one football. And I think Travis Kelce's career will end as a very phenomenal situational pass catcher. I think he's always been a number one option for Travis or for Patrick Mahomes, but I think the way his career will end is it will be that, oh, there's 87. There he is, 20 yards in. 87 is going to pop up just like out of nowhere, mm-hmm. like in camouflage, and all of a sudden you're going to look to your right and be like, we lost him, because that's where he's going to be better than everybody else in the league at that position, is being a very, very great situational sort of pass-catching option for Mahomes, because now you don't have to worry about, you know, stretching the field out with Travis Kelce. Now it's like, hey, let's crisp up about five or six routes between the two of us, and I guarantee you can put the NFL's red zone on its heels.
Well, I think Travis Kelce is still going to challenge for those 90 catches. I am with Binkley on that one. He will find a way to challenge for those 90 catches. And Travis Kelce, quite honestly, I think is going to have a really nice year, and Travis Kelce is going to make everybody else better around him. And that's the big thing with Travis Kelce. If Xavier Worthy has a big year and Hollywood Brown has a big year, just for those two guys, for argument's sake, then a lot of it's going to be about because everybody was still focused on Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce's presence on the field is as important as Travis Kelce's production on the field. Travis Kelce being out there and forcing people to go out and cover him and be part of everything that's going on out there on the field, he's still somebody that you have to worry about. He's still somebody that's going to seek, you know, coverage. He's still somebody that you're going to have to take out of the game in order to win that game. So his presence on the field makes everybody that much better, because now you can't really double anybody. If you got four or five different weapons out there, you're going to have to pick your poison, and somebody's going to be open. And a lot of times it may be Travis Kelce, and a lot of times it may be Travis Kelce late when everybody else is covered, and all of a sudden he comes open and Mahomes finds him like the good old days.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, again, like, I'm not discrediting Travis Kelce. I didn't say he's going to have a bad year. I mean, what's a good year? 600 yards, 60 catches, 6 touchdowns? Would you take that?
Yeah, that's a normal good
year. At a 34,
year.
35 year old
year,
tight end?
Yeah. Yeah, if you look at Travis Kelce, 28 years old, and say those are the numbers, people will say he's had a bad year. But you do, again,
terrible. Yeah.
Again, that's the numbers that he puts up. What's their record? Where did they finish? That's the answer to me. Did they go to the Super Bowl? Then he had a good year. Did everybody, you know, produce on offense this year? Mm-hmm. You know, because I just don't think you're going to see a dominating wide receiver. There's not going to be somebody who puts up the stupid fantasy numbers that everybody wants to look at and go whether or not a guy had a good year. They went 15-2 and went to the Super Bowl. Everybody had a good year. Let's go. I'll sign up for that again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think Rashee Rice will have, let's say he only gets suspended for 4 games, I think Rashee Rice will have 1,200 yards because of the option that he is, the youth that he has, and the way that he plays that Mahomes likes to play with. Like, that's the type of prototype receiver that Patrick Mahomes loves. You have that, you have the deep option with Xavier Worthy, and then you're just bulked up in the red zone. You can run a 2 tight end set with the Juju Smith-Schuster and Rashee Rice on the outside and be like, pick a big body, right? But I think, yeah, I mean, I think that's great. I would love that, because if he's going to have 90 catches and Travis Kelce's getting 5 catches a game, it's a little like just under 5.3.
Yeah.
So 5 catches a game for 17 weeks for Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
At 34.
Personally.
Your fourth option. And again, that's not a knock. That's just where he's at. Salvador Perez is not a 4 hitter. I didn't say he's terrible, but Salvador Perez is not that guy that's going to hit 30 home runs and hit 260 and knock in 110. Salvador Perez is that guy that's going to hit 250 and hit 20 to 23 home runs and knock in 80.
Good.
That's great.
Yep.
That's not saying it's a bad season, but that's where he's at in his career. Travis Kelce is 65 to 70 receptions for 750 yards and 8 touchdowns. Sign me up. If Rashee Rice has 1,200, Xavier Worthy has 850, and Hollywood Brown has 850, you're going to go 15-2 again and have a chance to be playing in San Francisco for the title again. And I think Travis Kelce would be just damn fine with that.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And I think the Chiefs offense would be fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be great if that was the case. So, but yeah, Travis Kelce, first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's not getting close to 90 catches, 60 to 70 catches, maybe 5 to. I think touchdowns are what's going to surprise people with Kelce this year. Because what better way to send the guy off than where he showboats the best?
little dance in the end zone, dancing, a little, you know, here. Because I don't know how many, I think he's a lot of touchdowns.
He's
behind
a lot,
Gronk,
like 30 or something like that. That's not happening. That's not happening.
So,
hell, if he scored 30 touchdowns this year, my God.
Holy Lord. That would be something.
That'd be a story.
Yeah, no doubt. So, you know, it just, you know, we'll see.
It'll be one of those things where 600 yards, like you said, Dusty, but you remember every one of them, every half of his catches are first downs.
Yeah.
Every one of them is going to be,
well, that's what he does. He delivers in the big time moments.
Yep.
That's what makes him a superstar. It's a big time moment. Where's number 87? Oh, he's open and he got the first down. I mean, it's the third and six. There's Travis for seven. It's the third and eight. There's Travis for 12. There's the fake, you know, right, turn left, run up the field, get the first down, get the touchdown, move the chains. Like, when you need a big play, Travis will still be that guy. He will 100%. Still be that guy that shows up on the biggest plays and the biggest moments at the biggest times. And that's what I'm excited for. I'm just excited for everything that's going to go on this season with Travis Kelce. I really do. And I keep saying it. I think they're putting on a show for us this year.
I mean, it'd be awesome to just literally be that same dominant team, especially in the situation that you're in where it's the last of a great time of your dynasty that was before. Because obviously, you know, Travis Kelce, Mahomes, it can't last forever. But why not give everybody one more, like, exclamation mark, you know, to end it on? You know, those two just go out in a blaze of glory. New haircuts for both.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thought that by the time they got to the end of their career, Travis Kelce would have more hair than Patrick
Mahomes? That's right. Yeah, Travis has got the long locks going right now. I like it. I'm sure that'll get cut by the time training camp gets, you know, underway, because you got to go up to, you know, St. Joe and see Cameron's family and Uncle D and all that kind of, you don't want to be sweating. So you want to cut your hair and get back. I like Mahomes with the short hair. I saw him in person for the first time yesterday at the game with the short hair, and I saw him on that commercial with the short hair. I like it. It looks good.
Looks fresh.
Yeah, right. Something new, something different. I like it. And that's another thing you got to factor in. Mahomes has got new locks.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's going to be a good year in Kansas City, baby.
Lock it in, huh?
It'll just be fun to see Kelce not even kind of, he'll get to play more free this season.
I think so too.
Less pressure, more free. He's never been not the number one or number two option.
But I also think he's playing more free because it is his last year too.
Yeah.
And well, we assume.
We
assume it's his last year. We can't say anything definitive yet, but we feel like it's his last year. And I think he's going to have fun. And when you have fun and when you play and when you have fun when you play, it's a lot better. Everybody plays better when they're having fun.
This was Gronk's last year in Tampa Bay at the age of 32. 55 catches, 802 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, you take that. That's good.
Yeah, for sure. The year before that, 45 catches, 623 yards, 7 touchdowns. And the year before that, 682, 3 touchdowns, 47 receptions. So 90. Whew. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. But we'll get into that a little bit later on.
He'll finish with 87 catches.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
870 yards. Yeah. And 8.7 touchdowns.
That would be great. We get to one word on the other side with Mac Morey. Plus, we talk about peak offense. Was it already here or is it here now for the Kansas City Chiefs? Your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Everybody, happy Wednesday.
That's right, it is a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, Chiefs, Royals, Kansas State Wildcats as well. Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question: would you trade this year Travis Kelce for TJ Watt? Yes, no, hell no. 203 votes, 49.8 of you say yes.
49.8, so it's dropping a little bit, but still, nonetheless, it is divided.
Wow.
And I was telling you in break 10 years ago when I suggested the thought of, you know, potentially trading Travis Kelce, I was the town idiot. And now with 1 year left, potentially, and his last year, I was like, yeah, sure, trade him now. Not when we can get a lot back for him, but now
exactly.
He's got a year left. What the hell? I think, I really hope anyway, that the Tyreek Hill trade changed everybody's line of thinking to realize that you build your football team around Patrick Mahomes, you build your baseball team around Bobby Witt Jr., and everybody else is an expendable piece to the puzzle, and you figure it out from there, and that's the way you go about it. And once they traded Tyreek Hill and went to 3 straight Super Bowls winning 2 of them, I think people are like, oh, okay, Patrick Mahomes is pretty good. We just don't need Tyreek Hill around all the time. We can do it with anybody. And so you get the idea of, there's a lot of trade value out there. Let's trade him. Now, this is a fun poll. There's not a lot of trade value for Travis Kelce at this point in time, but I like the fact that people are coming around and going, yeah, sure, as long as we got Mahomes, let's go.
Yep. No doubt
doubt about it. Don't forget, in about 25 minutes, you'll have a chance to qualify for a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee for Father's Day this Sunday as we do our famous fathers. We give you three clues. By the time we give you the third one, if you know it, call it McAbee caller number
7.
There you go. Caller number 7, and you could qualify as a person who could be selected. We'll have 5 qualifiers. 2 have already gone, 3 more available, and then we will draw one name out of a hat, and that winner will be chosen to win a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee for Father's Day on Sunday. Okay. Before we get into one word with Mac Morey, we were told yesterday, was it via text line? Is that where we got this information? Because you said, because you've been to OTAs, you've already got movement. You'll be there again on Thursday at One Arrowhead Drive.
But
you said this is the most loaded or peak offensive room that Patrick Mahomes has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, no, Mac, that's not true. Peak room was peak Tyreek Hill and peak Travis Kelce at the same time on the roster, a.k.a. 13-second game.
Yep.
What say you now?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of preference, right? If you want those two high-end, you know, machine-like weapons, that's fine. But behind them, there wasn't much, right? It was reliant on number 10 and number 87. And even then, it took 13 seconds and a miracle to get to the AFC Championship game that year. I want depth.
Yeah.
I want 5 or 6 options. I want a litany of guys in the field, and you have no idea where that football is going to go. It could be a pass. It could be a run. 2 running backs in the backfield. Oh, no, there's a 4-2 speed, 4-4 speed in Brown. And oh, my gosh, we got the best yak receiver in the league right now in Rashee Rice, other than maybe Deebo Samuel if he decides to play a full season.
Right.
So, yeah, give me depth. I think it's preference, but yeah, give me 3, you know, 1s or 2s at wide receiver, 2 tight ends, a couple of nice depth pieces over there in the receiver room, plus 3 running backs who can do something.
Well, there's a difference between depth and numbers, right? Like,
yes.
Like, I think the Chiefs have had numbers in the past. I don't know that they've had depth at that wide receiver spot, really, like, legitimate depth. Yeah, Tyreek Hill was outstanding, best it's ever played the game in Kansas City at the wide receiver spot. There's no arguing that. But now, once you took him away and you had Travis, then who else did you really have in between? Now you've got guys that you can go all over the field with. And I guarantee you, Patrick Mahomes is looking at this now going, okay, this is good, man. This is what I want. I've got many options. And when you're a quarterback, when you're a football team, hell, when you're any kind of sports team, you want as many options as you possibly can get. And not just options, good options. And that's where they have it right now. They've got good options. They've got Rashee Rice, who has proven that he can be a good receiver. Hollywood Brown has proven he can be a good receiver. Xavier Worthy has proven he can be a good receiver. Just those 3 guys alone give Patrick Mahomes more options than Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. I'm not saying those guys are better than Tyreek Hill, but from an overall position group, this wide receiver group may be the best that Patrick Mahomes, it probably is the best that Patrick Mahomes has ever started a season with.
And this is my follow-up, Brad. Do you think Mahomes is more relaxed when he has 2 guys that he trusts more than anybody in the field that he knows at their peak athleticism, or when he's got a room full of dudes like he has this year?
I think Mahomes is going to be more relaxed based on the offensive line. I think that's ultimately going to put him at ease. If that left side of the line is good, then Mahomes doesn't care who's out there. He's going to be okay. I think it really does. Like, his frustrations, other than Kadarius Toney, other than that, his frustrations have been with that offensive line. And I think if you take that frustration away from Patrick Mahomes, it opens everything else up.
Yeah, he's got a knack to create comfortability and chemistry with just about anyone. I feel like we saw immediate flashes of that just last season with him and Hollywood Brown. Of course, we saw Xavier Worthy and him be just a tick off for the first half of the season, and that kind of just shifted, and they got on the same page. So I think we'll see it this year, but I think he'd rather have depth. And I think you talk about the wide receiver depth. There's tight end depth, too, especially if Jared Wiley works out. And then if Preshard Smith is the rookie that these coaches and some of these people like, you know, Todd McShay or Field Yates or whoever it may be in the fantasy football and draft world think that he could be, they'll have 3 running backs who aren't too bad either.
Yeah, I know everybody was down yesterday because the Denver Broncos signed a washed up guy whose name you recognized. And
J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, right. A washed up guy whose name you recognize. But the Chiefs have 3 really good running backs. You don't know their name. That doesn't mean they're not good. It doesn't mean they're not going to be better than what anybody else can offer out there. And when you have the mind of Andy Reid and the ability of Patrick Mahomes, I think those running backs are going to be a really, really big part of this offense this year.
Somebody says from a homeroom, let's see where to go. Do we have enough depth when we lose one of these main starters and Rashee Rice is out for at least 8 weeks for a suspension?
At least 8 weeks. Wow. Eight
what was
six?
The last time you Dang. Saw somebody suspended for 8 weeks by the NFL?
8-1-6, man.
I mean, seriously, when was the last time you saw somebody suspended for 8 weeks by the National Football League?
Was it DeAndre Hopkins?
Was he suspended for 8 weeks? What was he suspended for?
He had some sort of like, he was like on like
PEDs or something,
yeah,
right?
It was like, what was it? Like, it was like hamster steroids or something. It was something weird like that. Like, it was like a varmint steroid, like badger steroid. No, it wasn't badger milk. That's from the animal. Gosh, I forget what it was.
Well,
it was,
who, I mean.
But I think he got like 8 games. DeAndre Hopkins did.
Can somebody refresh my memory and tell me exactly what Rashee Rice did other than speed at this point in time that we know about officially, you know? Like
left the scene of an accident.
Yeah, I mean.
Insubordination, caused injury, damage to several vehicles and injury to several human beings.
We'll see what NFL. I mean, yeah.
I'm just giving you bullet points of what that will come up.
Because I quite honestly, it's been 2 years now. Forgotten, you know, what Rashee Rice did, and maybe the NFL has as well. But I can't see an 8-game suspension for that. I'd be stunned if it's an 8-game suspension. I think four is a little bit much, maybe. I'm thinking maybe 2, but again, I don't know how the NFL is going to work and how they're going to act. I've seen guys do other things that you probably a lot worse than what Rashee Rice did, not giving him a free pass, but got probably suspended for less. I mean, Leonard Little killed somebody. He was back playing.
Antonio Brown in 2020 is what I'm finding the most recent 8-game suspension.
Shocker.
Yeah.
In 2020?
2020.
That guy, yeah. What was for that? For taking his pants off?
Violating the personal conduct policy, including sending threatening text messages,
Just being Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Being a complete.
Yeah. So stuff like that. Yeah. I just can't see an 8 games.
I don't. And let's go with the texture, though. Let's say it's 8 games. Yes. I think that's what we're alluding to, is that they do have the depth.
Yeah, they do. They have the depth to recover. They didn't have him, Rashee Rice, for what, 14 games last year for the postseason and regular season combined? And they still went to the Super Bowl. So I think they've got better depth this year just because Xavier Worthy's a year older. Hollywood Brown is expected to be healthy. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so you've got all of that going for you.
Jalen Royals is going to be good.
And he's going to be good. But also, he's a rookie, so we can't put a lot of pressure on him. But we lost Rashee Rice last year, and we really didn't have anything else to turn to at that point in time because Hollywood Brown was already injured. Mm-hmm. Then Rashee Rice got injured. Oh, we got Xavier Worthy. He's barely seen an NFL game, let alone has any experience in his career in the NFL. You're asking a guy who's seen 2 games to go out there and now be your number one wide receiver. And then, you know, you've got, you know, the Watson guy or whoever that was for a while. That was his, you know, number one target.
Watson, yes!
So, yeah, I think they're built to withstand an injury or a suspension because they were able to do it last year. They figured it out on the fly last year, too. This year, hopefully, maybe they'll know when Rashee Rice is going to be suspended and for how long, and then they can really game plan for that. They had to work on the fly last year and still figured it out.
It feels like a Bucks Super Bowl loss sort of adjustment from Veach saying, okay, we had depth issues last season because of injuries. Yes, they were unprecedented, and you can't always account for that, but this year I'm going to. Here's Jalen Royals, Tyquan Thornton, good depth piece that used to be that was a first round pick not too long ago. Here's Breshard Smith, who's got 4.2 dynamite speed, 4.3 dynamite speed. Like he's getting ready for this. If Veach is prepared, I think there's a lot of depth now.
Yeah, there is, and they fixed the offensive line. Yes. Like I'm excited, man. I'm ready to go and see what this team's going to be about because I think they have an opportunity to put up some of the best numbers next to Mahomes' first season from an offensive standpoint this year. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch him throw that ball around the yard because there's so many options right now.
DeAndre Hopkins was 6 games for the Beaver steroids or whatever he was alluded to or linked to. 6 games suspended in 2022. That's where I think Rashee Rice lands, is 6 games.
God, I think that's too much. I think 4 is too much, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what Roger Goodell has to think about when he, you know, lost, 14 weeks last year with the knee injury. We'll see if that goes into play as well. But we don't know what we don't know. And when that comes up, we'll get into that. But, no, I'm excited to see what he can do in this room because I always kind of go back to sometimes when you look at, like, the KU analogies with Bill Self, like, sometimes he gets 6, you know, stud, like, at least 4-star recruits. And you're like, oh, man, there's 1 basketball, there's 6 guys. Okay, well, now there's 1 football, and there's technically 5 guys to throw to.
Yeah, it always works itself out.
It does.
Though. It always does.
And then we're talking about a Final Four, and then maybe we're talking about another AFC Championship game. Like, they rode the backs of this offense. You know, like, they really had Xavier Worthy step up in year 2. Rashee Rice out for a quarter of the season, came back. And Travis Kelce's been that leader all year long. And by God, the Chiefs are back in the AFC Championship, Jim. All right. Down to you guys on the field. Let's get into one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah! Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Well, we're talking Chiefs, and that's not the only team that's getting a lot of news covered. The NFL, it's back. Mandatory mini camps, veterans not showing up, drama galore, right?
Yep.
And that starts with Aaron Rodgers.
What did Rob Britton say yesterday on the IG page? You don't want to hear your team's name right now in the media?
That's exactly right.
No news is great news,
Great news.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing coming out of Arrowhead. Literally nothing.
Yep.
And they're the most watched team in the NFL, and they're just going about their business. You wonder why they're better than everybody else. They're adults.
Yeah, because they're not worried about if their quarterback got married in the offseason, which apparently Aaron Rodgers did. We'll listen to this.
Ring or anything else, that wedding ring?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
One word on Aaron Rodgers being married now.
Bliss.
Congrats. I don't know what other information people wanted.
Yeah.
I get it. You have your opinion on Aaron Rodgers, but what he does in his private life with his other person is what he does.
He found his person, man. Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, wasn't it like Timberlake and Alba got married on a private island and didn't tell anybody except like family?
People think Taylor and Travis got married. Did you see the wedding invitation to like, was the cousin's wedding or Taylor Lewan's wedding or somebody's wedding? And it said Taylor and Travis. Kelce. So now everybody's jumping to the conclusion, Matt, that Taylor and Travis are married.
Yeah, I mean, good for Rodgers, man. Settle down.
How pissed would TMZ be if Taylor and Travis were married and they didn't get wind of that?
They'd know.
Wow, yeah. Nobody knew Aaron Rodgers got married.
They've got like the, what is it in Game of Thrones, the Lord of Whisperers? Or
yeah, they got the spies, the spiders in the walls Lord Varys.
Yes, Lord Varys, yes.
I was on the Page Six sports page yesterday because of this Rodgers thing, and then you start to scroll down and everything is Travis and Taylor, Travis and Taylor, Travis and Taylor, Travis and Taylor. I'm like, is this the Travis and Taylor page, or is this anybody else doing anything? So congrats to Aaron Rodgers, man. Hopefully it makes him a little bit more relaxed.
TMZ, Travis Mahomes and Zaylor.
AFC North, you know, they're excited to have Aaron Rodgers, and including Myles Garrett, who said that this is, I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard when asked about Aaron Rodgers joining the AFC North. One word on Myles Garrett.
Awesome. He's got that graveyard for Halloween where he puts up the quarterback's names that he sacks and everything. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's fun. If you took it out of context, people thought he was talking smack. He kind of was, but he's got that Halloween graveyard in his front yard with all the quarterback tombstones. I love it. I think it's going to be good. Myles Garrett, go get him.
Ferocious? I mean, I'm sure that Myles Garrett needs no sort of, you know, juice to go get a quarterback, but why not go get Aaron Rodgers? You know, one of the best quarterbacks ever play the game. Get to put him on the headstone in your Halloween, you know, play yard. We'll see how that goes because Aaron Rodgers, not as mobile as he used to be. Myles Garrett, still a freak, dude. Like that guy.
Oh, yeah, don't get in his way. Yeah. Travis Kelce for Myles Garrett?
Maybe. Yes. I think so.
Yes, exactly. you said quiet's good. The only team in the AFC North we're not hearing from is the Baltimore Ravens, which makes sense.
Oh, they adults.
Exactly. The most adult franchise in that division. We go from the Steelers over to the Browns and now to the Bengals, where rookie Shamar Stewart's making headlines, still not practicing. He wants a deal like other former first-round picks for the Bengals have gotten. He doesn't want voids in the future of his contract. He was asked about by reporters about Trey Hendrickson, about a lot of stuff. We'll just listen to him. Here he is in the locker room yesterday.
And just know you're doing the right thing. Like some people say, we all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right. So it should be a no-brainer. And in Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that. But
par is the answer that I'm going to give, because that's par for the course with the Cincinnati Bengals. They know how to screw things up. And for those who aren't following this along, and it's a complicated matter,
yeah.
The Bengals are trying to basically change language in a contract where they don't have to pay the guy. They can void things out. It's never been done before in contracts. The Bengals are trying to change the way that they do business with his contract. He's going, I'm not doing it that way. The rest of the league is not doing it this way.
Nope.
I'm not doing it that way.
And you haven't done it this way.
And you haven't done it this way. Yeah. You're just trying to make a start with me. Wait till the new collective bargaining agreement comes in place and then change it across the board. As of right now, I'm on his side. I am not on the Bengals' side at all in this one. He's smart for not going out there and signing that contract until the Bengals do it the right way. This is why you're a shoddy franchise.
I think it's new for me. I don't think I've ever seen a rookie do kind of stuff like this. Mm-hmm. I think they get a little juice from college with NIL deals and stuff like that. They kind of know how things work a little bit more. They're kind of more into the business side of things. It's new. I'm not really sure how I feel about it, because there's some people that say, hey, before you can start negotiating, why don't you actually take a step in the league first? To call out your GM that you just got drafted by is a little tough for me to hear. But I
didn't like that either. That was the only part I didn't like.
Yeah, I mean, like, but maybe that's not how they operate. You don't know how they operate, dude.
Yeah.
You just got drafted.
Yeah.
Well, he's heard probably all the rumors from everybody inside that locker room telling him, hey, you're screwed, man. These guys are going to try to screw you. I mean, that's kind of the mindset. But this feels like the old days when, you know, rookies would hold out of camp forever and a day negotiating their contracts. And Sam Bradford got $50 million and they changed. These are slotted contracts. There should not be any negotiations at all. This is on the Bengals as a franchise, though. Every other franchise, I think, has all their guys signed that are their first round draft picks. They're boilerplate contracts now. It's no longer yep. Carl yelling in an elevator at an agent and all that kind of stuff. This is the way it is. It's a boilerplate contract that the Bengals are trying to screw with. They suck. They really do. They are just a deplorable organization.
They may lose one of their best defensive player, and then they may not even be able to sign their yeah, their first drafted defensive player.
And they just cut their leading tackler, fired their defensive like it is a mess there in Cincinnati.
Zach Taylor over under 7.5 weeks.
Oh,
right now under.
Did I say he was the one who may beat Daboll to the firing squad?
Be, yeah.
But I think Mike McDaniel he needs to be the leader in the clubhouse, I think, right now. Zach Taylor's probably up there as well. Not a lot coming out of the Giants, though. I mean, with that quarterback room, with Roman Anthony's cousin there, you got Russell Wilson, you got Jameis Winston, you got the new kid in Jackson Dart. You haven't heard a damn thing out of the Giants. They got Cam Scatabu who's waving to the camera, and like, that's about it. Like,
that's
it
good.
Is quieted with the Daboll rumors. Now, if they fall on their face, they're gone. But
we know that schedule. It looks rough the first few weeks.
But, boy, I'm telling you, this Cincinnati and Miami thing, these look like two candidates you could put some money on, maybe make some dough with being the first guy fired this year.
Yeah, and I heard from the Bengals locker room that veterans are backing him up, you know, personally.
That's right.
Saying,
yeah.
Hey, man. You do what you do. You're doing the right
That's
thing.
That's why he knows what they do, because the veterans have all told him, this team
okay, man.
Stinks,
yeah,
man.
This is, be careful. Watch your back.
They are. They're shoddy business owners there in Cincinnati. They're trying to do things in a shoddy way. And when you do it like that, then you get that reputation. That's why it's so important for our reputation here with Andy Reid to be great, because people love Andy Reid. They trust Andy Reid. I don't think people trust the Cincinnati Bengals as an organization. If all the veterans are going up to this rookie and congratulating him on doing this, you know where their heads are on this one. They're tired of being screwed over by that organization, and finally somebody's standing up to them.
Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati Bengals may not be the only ones pinching pennies. Here's Tyreek Hill.
Pennies? What's he going to do when they're out, when they're no longer there?
What's up, guys? This is Tyreek Hill, a.k.a. the Cheetah from the Miami Dolphins. If you need any special requests, birthdays, wedding anniversaries, retirements, whatever the case may be, if it's a big celebration, allow the Cheetah to be able to just be a part of that great moment. And I'm so honored if you choose me, man. So thank you guys so much. Fins up. I'm bringing the energy. Whatever video I'm doing, I'm bringing the energy always. That's me in a nutshell. Cheetah, love you guys. Thank you.
Mm. It was him on Cameo, pushing his Cameo.
Right, with like a 34% discount, I think. Who knew that Cameo still existed, first of all? And second of all, the one word that I'm going to use, broke. This guy's clearly broke and needs every dollar he can get for them 13 kids. Because if you're on X or social media promoting your Cameo when you're making 20 some million dollars a year,
yikes.
Broke is the only word that I can use.
Desperate? I don't need Tyreek Hill to tell me happy retirement. It just need to be said. Tell your boss to kiss. Peace. Thanks, Tyreek. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
the cheetah.
What would you do if like you got a video from Tyreek Hill wishing you happy retirement?
Yeah, I don't know.
This
man.
Is what you got me?
My one word's kind of just sad.
Yeah.
It made me sad. It's like, damn, man.
We're going to see this career really take a turn, man.
We're seeing this now while he's playing, while he's got a $100-whatever million contract.
It's going to be very entertaining when he's done playing. Who's that guy over there trying to, you know, sell a Super Bowl ring in cleats? Yeah. So that's Tyreek Hill. At one time, he was really good.
Honey, there's this guy at my door, and he's trying to sell me this new product. He swears it's not a pyramid scheme. Could have sworn it looked like Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
That's like horseradish.
Said no soliciting. He took off down the street like 4-3. Got to be him.
Yeah, he was running fast, man. But it's sad. It really is. Like, you're out there schlepping cameos, man. What is this, 2019?
No doubt. You don't need Tyreek Hill money because he doesn't have it, but you could have $500 to Hy-Vee if you qualify to be one of the guys or gals selected for a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee as we do Name That Father. Plus, we talk a little bit of handicap golf matches on the other side, the U.S. Open around the corner, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
It is a Wednesday. We'll get into the poll question a little bit later. But you do have an opportunity to be a qualifier for a Hy-Vee Father's Day gift card from 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. All you got to do is be caller number 8. Is that what it was? Caller number 8?
7.
7. Caller number 7. After we give you 3 clues of a famous father, there are 5 qualifiers. One is selected to win a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee for Father's Day this Sunday. So shout out to the dads. Bob, take it away with the first clue.
All right. The first clue in this, he is a father of 3. We'll give you another clue coming up. Another 2 clues, I should say, between now and 7:50-ish, 7:55. And you'll be caller number 7 when you know who that is, and you will win.
No doubt. So we had a tweet come up. This is from Nuclear Golf. It's a thing that I follow, and this is from Justin Thomas. As he says, so much about talk about what X handicap would shoot at Oakmont. By the way, that's where the U.S. Open is. The U.S. Open is going to be insanely tough. I don't know if you've seen the videos yet of all of the rough of how long it is, how just disgusting it looks.
How long have they been growing that rough? I heard they like take years to grow that rough out when they know they're going to have the U.S. Open just to make it more difficult. Right. And I kind of like that. I mean, I'm not a golfer, but I like to see the best in the world have to struggle a little bit, you know?
So one thing the U.S. Open prides itself on is to not have any red numbers. They don't want to see anybody with a negative in front of their number.
They don't want anybody under par, huh?
Right. The course always likes to eat in the U.S. Open. By the way, Scottie Scheffler, this is disgusting, is plus 250 to win the tournament. My money will be going on Colin Morikawa, who is plus 2,500.
Okay.
I have a free $10 bet.
There you go.
So free bet, $10. I like Colin Morikawa because the guy's accurate. You stay in the fairway, and you give yourself a chance to at least 2-3 putt, you're going to be fine. You go in the rough, you're dead. So Justin Thomas had a tweet. He said, so much talk about what would X handicap shoot at Oakmont. Why don't we find a way to make it happen? Because Drew Nixon will probably come on their show today and say that he could shoot, I don't know, under 100. He wouldn't. Steven Spector would say that he would shoot under 100 Oakmont. He wouldn't.
Dude, now, is Oakmont... We're talking the U.S. Open Oakmont course, not when they get it back for the members and they make it easy to play.
And that's what he says. He says, so why don't we find a way to make this happen? Whether you're a 5, 10, 18, whatever handicap, play Monday after the U.S. Open,
okay,
back tees, full rules of golf, and see what happens. May have to let a few groups go through and allow for 6 to 7 hours. But I think we're all here for it. Yes or no?
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for, I think, these athletes. Like, if you're one of these naysayers that sits around and claims that you can do what they're doing better than them, this is who this is intended for. I don't think there's any of us that can do anything that a professional athlete does. That's why they're professional athletes and we're not. You can't go out there and hit a baseball. You can't go out there and get guys out. You can't go out there and make diving plays and catches and block and run and all that kind of stuff. You can't go out there and play the U.S. Open course. I don't care how good a scratch golfer you think you are, Steven. You're not going to go out there and shoot under 100 on the course at Oakmont or any U.S. Open course, and it will embarrass you. And sometimes that's good for people to see, like, okay, these guys are a lot better than I think they are by watching them on TV. Sometimes just actually going to a game in person shows you how good these guys are, because that's what did it for me when I started covering the NBA. All of this, you know, we don't play defense stuff that everybody said for generations. You sit courtside for a couple of games and you realize, holy crap, they play defense. And so, like, nothing bothers me more than they don't play defense in this league. And I'm like, okay, I'm not even engaging you on this one. But there's a lot of golfers, I bet, that will sit there and watch this U.S. Open and go, I could have done that. Oh, no, you couldn't have.
I mean.
No, you couldn't.
Peace of mind will be what wins this tournament for a golfer. We gave away one clue already for a qualifier to be selected for a chance to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card for Father's Day. Clue number one came from Fesco, and it was
father of three.
Clue number two, Mac, is
drunk.
All right, so father of three and a drunk.
A drunk.
Those are your first two clues. It's not Binkley. No, 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 it is not. He is neither of those two.
That's right.
I think I could shoot free throws better than Mitchell Robinson.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. As bad as that guy is, no, you couldn't. You would airball every one of them in the garden.
Come on.
You should call.
I've seen you in the parking lot, bro.
You should call Drew Nixon just out of nowhere and see what he would say if you just like, hey, man, real quick, like, what do you think you'd shoot at Oakmont from the actual back tees in conditions with real rules of the U.S. Open? Be like, I'd probably shoot like an 88.
No. If he breaks 110, that would, and I'm being serious about that. I don't know how good Drew is. I've never seen him play golf in my life, but I know he's not going to break a 110 out there on that course, because those courses are really, really hard. You're still a little bit younger now. Like, I realized early on that I couldn't do what these professional athletes do. Like, when do you have that, like, realization that, no, I can't do that? As bad as Mitchell Robinson is at shooting free throws, you may not even make it to halfway through the paint on a free throw. I mean, like, first of all, it's hard to hit a free throw. That's why it's, like, one of the biggest misses. Oh, it's a free throw. Yeah, you know how hard that is to hit that shot? And then you got 18, 19,000 people staring at you. Go for it, buddy. You try to make that shot. Oh, air ball. Swish. I don't blame you. You know.
I wonder if he'll answer, because he'd be like, why is Dusty calling me?
I almost was thinking about it. I was like, I don't know if he's up, but I was going to call.
He better be up. His show starts in 2 hours.
When our show starts in 2 hours, I don't know if I'm quite up yet.
Well, it's different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah. It's different. Yeah.
He didn't answer. He's listening. Clue number one, famous father, five qualifiers, one selected. We have our third qualifier today. If you can be caller number seven and get it right, father of famous notoriety. We select one of our qualifiers to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. Clue number one came from Bob, and it was
father of three.
Clue number two came from Mac, and it was
a drunk.
And clue number three comes from me. He's yellow. All right, there you go.
He's caller chicken? Number seven. Marty McFly.
No one calls me yellow. Biff Tannen. That is not the correct answer. Even though at one point he might have been a father of three in the second one.
We don't know. Yeah. He was swinging it back then. He was the boss in Back to the Future too.
Yeah, he was.
He looked like Anthony out there.
Anthony Senior, Anthony Junior, Anthony the Third.
Anthony!
Yeah, you gotta imagine like all three of those guys go to a bar at the same time. They all get carded. Anthony. All right, what's going on here?
Come on, man. Yeah, just not a real ID.
Right.
Yeah. You're Anthony, and you're Anthony Jr. Okay.
Yeah.
And that is Roman Anthony's family. His dad is Anthony, and his brother is Anthony Jr.
And they go by Tony.
And they all go by Tony. Hey, Tony, hey, how you doing, man?
Somebody from the 913 says, played Deer Run the Tuesday after a PGA event. Great grandstands were still up. I shot 138.
I just meant the grandstand. You forget about that, too.
Oh, man.
138.
Yeah, Deer Run. I mean, it's going to be so fun to watch these guys try to hit out of the rough. Like, you will see literally somebody swing and go under the ball, and the ball will still be in the rough. It's just absolutely, it's thick.
Just take the stroke penalty and move it out. Can't you do that?
I don't think so.
That
only work on the Muni courses?
We're in the LIV Tour.
Yeah? Do they do that on the LIV Tour? Take a stroke penalty to move the ball?
I don't know what they do. I'm not sure if I even know what channel the CW is.
Aren't you allowed like a club length to move that ball?
Maybe if you play like in my leagues. But, I mean, there are rules if it's like an unplayable lie. Like if the ball is...
Who determines that?
The judge or the marshal on the course. He'll come over and look at it. He'll get on his little walkie-talkie and they'll... put a tee down where the ball was. They'll move over. They'll put the longest club in your bag as your driver. Do two links of it. Drop the ball.
Oh, two lengths. Oh, yeah, that's even better.
And you get two club links.
Wow.
I believe. So caller number seven to Mac Morey for a chance to win. You could be a chance to be selected. We have five qualifiers, but you have a chance to be selected as one of our – as the –
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Winner to a $500 gift card for Father's Day to Hy-Vee. So, so far, Shane and Zach have done it. On the other side, we get back to the poll and we talk about these Royals versus these Yankees because I do like Wednesday and Thursday for the Royals. I'll explain here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.